Blog Talk Radio.
Again, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burst with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And it's an honor to be on the radio. Amen. Once again, to speak a word in truth. And so many of us, amen, and this is a short message today, so many of us are going through so much. And you've been crying out a long time for God to do something for you. And you want him to move on your behalf because the situation, it don't look like it's getting any better. Family going through problems, trying to keep a job, and all kind of attacks of the enemy. And I want to make that clear. Amen. Father God, as we go through the word today, be my mouthpiece that I might speak a word in season that's going to help somebody. Because we are in the last days, and I ask you, Father, to be with those that are bereaving today, those that are sick, those that are going through mental issues, problems, worry, and stress, and all manner of evil attacks upon their bodies, sickness, sugar, diabetes, cancer, AIDS, heart problems, lung, liver, amen, and begin to show them that you still live. Ain't no death in you. And that you can avenge them of their adversaries. You can take vengeance on their enemies in Jesus' name. That was a woman in the Bible in the book of St. Luke, chapter 18. And the Bible said that Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. The key word in getting your enemy out of the way is to always pray. You don't pray 1 minute and that's it, but you continue to pray. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. The adversary is the enemy, the one that causes harm in your life, the one that afflicts you, the ones that discredit you, the one that's always talking about you and always trying to see that you are in a bad position. Word curses is one of the worst things we can experience in this world concerning the enemy and how he uses people. Now, the people are not our enemies. Ephesians 6, chapter, verses 10 through 17, the Bible said that we should literally put on the whole armor of God, and we are not contending against our enemies as far as the humans are concerned in that essence, but we contending against the enemies that are in rank as far as the heavens and beneath the earth. Satan has two places where he resides, and that's in the heavens above us, in the dark world, in the dark kingdom, and then beneath the earth, where people die and they end up going to hell. Well, demons reside there, and those demons are manifesting themselves through humans that do their service. But we as the body of Christ, we are the seed of righteousness, and there is no sin in us once, amen, praise God, we become Christ, amen, praise God. And then Christ was gone, he took our sins, and he bore them on the cross. So we don't have to worry about that, because anytime we make any mistakes or any, what you call sinful acts, Christ is going to come in immediately to forgive you and get you back on track, because you're the seed righteous. You can't, you're not supposed to perish. You're not supposed to die and go to hell. But the enemy, he's the thief, he's Satan. And he comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll steal all of your substance, all of your stuff, amen, your belongings. He'll steal those blessings that come down from heaven to you. He's just on a rampage because he's mad at God, and he know that he have a short time. So he comes in with all different kinds of things to cause us to suffer. Amen. And the man said, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by any means, and I'm paraphrasing it, she continually, always in my face. She's always coming up, amen, and I'm trying to take care of other kind of business. My throne have other important businesses to take care of, but she's coming up here every day worrying me, amen, and I'm not getting any rest from her. So what I'm going to do, in so many words, he said, what I'm going to do is go ahead and avenge her of her adversaries, because she's worrying me. And, you know, most people don't want to be worried, but God cannot get worried when we come to him about the enemy. So this unjust judge, amen, this man said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? Amen. Faith, amen. If faith is there, we just have to believe in the now faith. Now, this unjust judge, this man, he didn't regard God. He didn't fear God. And nor did he think anything of man. He was on his own assignment, and that was to be unjust, to not do right. But he knew that this woman was a woman of God. She was different from all the others. And he understood the magnitude of God's power, that if God can do it, amen, and he know God can do it, there's got to be some results behind it. So he goes in and he begins to avenge her of the very ones that were afflicting her, persecuting her, stealing her joy, stealing her peace, stealing everything which is the enemy, do in order to keep her in an oppressed state. Today you're free because of what God has said and what God is doing. The Bible said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And once we continue to pray, the Bible let us know no weapon. I don't care how many times they come, they won't work. Your adversary will be defeated. Now, I had a situation where some neighbors lived next door to me, And after my mother's death, they didn't regard me when my mother was living. And after her death, this woman began to put witchcraft, continuously witchcraft, in my yard. And one day I seen her in the spirit, and she was a monkey, looked like a monkey hanging on the fence. And so I prayed and I bind that up. But I began to tell God about her actions and her husband and her children's actions. And all of a sudden, God said, I'm going to deal with this. I said, well, God, why don't you just kill her? He said, no, I don't do like that. I don't work like that. He said, she has an appointed time to live in this earth, and she will live out her lifetime. Amen. Praise God. And when it's over with, she will go home wherever she's supposed to go. And I know she went to hell. But he didn't go in and kill her, but he waited until she died. Some of us got to wait on God to avenge us of our adversary, because the way he works is professional. If I would have done it, amen, praise God, I would have been very unprofessional. Went in there and tried to kill her out, maybe tried to use witchcraft. But God said, don't pick up sin to avenge yourself of sin, but go to me in prayer. Somebody need to go to him in prayer this morning. You're going through, seem like the enemy is always after you and trying to cause you to fall. But the enemy will spread itself like a green bay tree, and all of a sudden it will be. Don't worry about what's going to happen, but focus on prayer to God, and he'll remove your enemy. He'll take vengeance out on them. All of you hear, oh, that Jones down the streets. Oh, wow, they literally, amen, praise God, got killed in an accident. They can't throw no more whoopee dust or witchcraft or harm our children anymore. God got a way of doing it, and we don't have to put our hands on the enemy. Have a wonderful day.